Decoding Real Estate.
Hello and welcome to Decoding Real Estate, a podcast from Realtors Property Resource. I'm your host, Reggie Nicolay, joined by the ever-insightful Jeannie Willett. Today, we're diving into the fast-paced world of generative AI, a subject causing waves of excitement and apprehension throughout the real estate industry.
Absolutely, Reggie. It seems this rapid advancement in AI technology brings new and groundbreaking tools to our fingertips daily and could be a potential game changer for daily operations within real estate.
Exactly, Jeannie. It almost feels like one of those sci-fi movies with the powerful AI all coming to life. Only here, we're not fighting aliens. AI is here to help enhance client communication and market insights. Guiding us through this discussion today is Jeff Lobb, founder and CEO of Spark Tank Media and Coach 52, and a specialist at marrying technology with real estate.
Jeff has an impressive portfolio covering 26 plus years of real estate experience, specializing in mobile tech, branding, social media, video content creation, and digital marketing. He's one of the top 20 most powerful individuals in social media, according to the Swan Poll Power 200 list, and was named one of Inman's top 100 most influential leaders in real estate twice.
Clearly, we couldn't have asked for a better guest. So without further delay, please join us in welcoming Jeff Lobb to the show. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me. Always great to be here, man.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure. So Jeannie and I have been really excited this episode because artificial intelligence really seems to be changing the real estate marketing playbook. But it's also reinventing the rules along the way. And that's what's so interesting. It feels like generative AI burst onto the scene and we can't go anywhere without it being referenced. But there's still this layer of confusion I see with agents, you know, on the practical side of it. And so let's try to get through that today. And maybe you could just start with, you know, from your interpretation, what is generative AI and how does it work?
Yeah. I mean, so many people get caught up on the whole, I even got asked the other day at an event, like, what does the GPT mean? And, you know, no one really needs to know all that. It's the tech speak, but, you know, the generative pre-trained transformers is like some formal, no one cares. It's, think of the word generative, right? Generative. It generates text. It could generate images. It could generate video and it could generate things. So just think of that word as generative. And that's really what most people are using it for today is how does it save you time, money, and or create opportunities by generating things that either make you better, smarter, convert leads, all that other good stuff. So to me, that's the simple way to think about it.
I agree with you because when I first thought about it, I almost thought it was like a brainstorming buddy or something like that, but they never ran out of ideas, but it was just this idea generator. But yeah, great definition.
Generative. Yeah. So it's pretty simple when you think of it that way.
So what actually drew you to ChatGPT and the other generative AI tools in the first place?
Well, you know, first of all, there's always the buzz first. And look, AI is not even new. It's been around a long time. And fortunately, you know, most of us on this call, this session have been in a little bit of the tech space, although everything I do has to tie to sales and marketing. So we've heard about it, but then it became like publicly mainstream as a buzz. And then if you don't pay attention to what's publicly facing, you know, like anything else, you've got to pivot very quickly. So what drew me to it was when you start to see what it can do to truly help our business, our agents, and even deliver a better product to the consumer, those are the things you have to pay attention to when things shift like that. So it drew me in very quickly, even in the early stage when it was really clunky, or you couldn't get into the darn thing, or we're like, what the heck is the servers are crashing? Early days. But that was only what, a year ago?
It's hard to believe.
Like, I think, because everyone's a guru now somehow, but this, like, it's only like a year it's public facing, maybe. So I think it draws me in when I could find better ways to do our business better.
Well said. Well said. I mean, You travel around and you speak with agents about this all the time, you know, AI and the technology. What do you see the relationship is right now between agents and this kind of new tech? Are they embracing it?
You know, the typical answer to anything that has the word tech is, Jeff, I'm just not techie, or Jeff, you know, we weren't brought up with this. So I don't, and I have to really squash those excuses, because, you know, if we don't evolve, I tell that story of BlackBerry all the time. You can be the best at what you do. You can be number one in your own market. But if you don't change to what the consumer wants and change how they want it and the delivery of it, you're going to be the BlackBerry of today's world, because they never changed. So the evolution of, you have to be able to change, and the goal is keep it simple. And that's kind of where, you know, I know my strengths and my weaknesses in this life, because it took me a long time to figure that out. But I'm very tactical and I try and simplify things. And if we could show simple ways to take bigger steps, that's when I think they start to adopt. We can't use tech speak for most of them. We have to do a little show and tell. We have to show them that it's simple to do. But the end game is, it's always about why. Here's why I would want to do this: because it makes my email campaigns convert better. It makes me create lead generation opportunities when I never had them before. And when you show them, they go, ah, I see it now. Right. So I think that's in our business for the typical real estate agent at large. Simplification is probably where we have to start, or we lose them out of the gate. That's where we spend time.
I think you're so right. It's so based on like the motivating factor behind it. Right. I think about my mom, who also says frequently, I'm not techie. Right. But it depends on the tech. Right. If it's something that matters to her, she frequently referred to writing on a Facebook wall, getting tagged as something gangs do. And she was like, stay away from that tagging, right? But then when she got a Fitbit, somehow she knew how to like run the leaderboard and knew every inside tool of it. So I think it's so benefits based, right? Like what's in it for me? How excited am I for it to actually learn the technology? So you kind of touched on this, but what benefits do you think realtors could anticipate from using AI like ChatGPT in their business?
Sure. Yeah, the benefits are huge. And most don't use it enough to see the depth of the benefits. They will try it and like they'll do, oh, I'm using it already and I'm doing property descriptions. I'm like, that's awesome. However, what if we can take your text message campaigns, and what if we asked it to give you better text messages to convert your online leads into appointments? And what if it could do that? And then they go, oh my God, like I didn't think it could do that. Or what if we could have it create an ebook that could become a lead magnet that can convert a lead on Facebook for you? And they're like, oh, how do you do that? Because who doesn't need more leads, right? So I think you have to paint the pictures of what real estate agents need and want, and then show them how to do that, right? So then we start there. So there's a lot of cool things it could do. The lead capture and the lead opportunities by creating ebooks and lead magnets and stuff like that is just too easy to not do.
I love where you're going with that, because I do see that a lot, the listing description use case. And I'm always thinking, wow, everyone's asking for that one thing, but it's such the tip of the iceberg. You know, there's so much more out there. So you started to kind of with the benefits, you started to get into this next question, but I want to look at like the day in the life of a realtor. Give me some specific ideas on how an agent might use AI, you know, in their day-to-day business operations to improve flow of prospecting, whatever it is.
Sure. I think it takes away a lot of the excuses of one of my biggest quotes I love to use, where I think we struggle as an industry, is we lose money in the gaps of our calendar is what I use a lot. So in other words, we've got two appointments today at like 9 o'clock and at 11 o'clock. And then what do you do? 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. And agents get stuck of what to do or what to say or prospecting. So, you know, we can literally leverage AI to be able to say, like, if I want to enhance and do a better job on creating email campaigns that go out to my sphere of influence, like we market to our sphere, but sometimes what we say to them might be just cookie cutter stuff. So we can leverage ChatGPT, and I'll emphasize four. I like the four version, the paid version, to, hey, create 12 unique email messages to my past clients who I've not spoken to in a while that offer them something of value about their home or something of that nature, where I could spend that hour now of my day that normally I might kill time and search MLS and not do anything productive and turn it into a productive work session with it really giving me all the answers that I need that I could not think up on my own, right? Maybe we can use it to work. Imagine this. I've got a list of dead leads that have ghosted me for a while, and maybe I can have it create language, maybe better than mine, that can automate and generate possibly a response from them to engage in another conversation. So, you know, we got to take the stuff we have in our day to day and leverage on what it can do to help me in my business that'll turn it into more business.
At RPR, we kind of saw this need around market trends. And I know you've seen this tool, right? But one challenge that we were seeing agents have is taking these data points and working them into conversation. You know, some super confident, really easy to do. Others, it was torture. And so when you layer on AI over these market trends data points, you get something that's really pretty amazing. You get conversational insights that are just really easy to convey. And I think at the end of the day, if it's hard for you in the beginning and you read this kind of stuff over and over, it actually makes you better at what you do. It makes you better at communicating, in this case, market data, right?
Right.
So, you know, have you seen RPR's Scriptwriter, and what's your take on kind of this implementation of using generative AI with market data to achieve something like video scripts?
So I think that was, and when you guys came out with this, that's why I was a raving fan. And I'm a very practical person. If I don't love something, I just don't talk about it. Like, so, and I've been on the RPR bandwagon with this because not only, as I said, it was very simple, but it solves really big problems. Like that market trend report. And even when I talk about it often, people talk about, oh, I do that market activity report. No, not market activity, market trend report. And it gives you like, how much inventory? Like if I said to a customer, there's 1.87, you know, days, weeks or months on inventory. Sometimes an agent doesn't even know what that means.
Right.
So how do you explain it? Never mind. How do you do a video about it? And I think 99% of most agents could never spit out the proper language to make it flow. So when it does that, and my preference is always instead of like, I know people like to choose that professional tone, the professional tone. It's a little bit too professional for me. So I'm always like engaging or casual.
Completely hear that. Yep.
It's just like, hey, it makes it like you just have to read it. Yeah. You want to change 2-3 words. Who cares? But it's awesome because now there is no excuse, zero excuse for saying I don't have content for a video. When it's using the actual data in the market trends of the town you selected, it's ridiculously fun to use. And if they're not using it, they're missing out because you solved that problem. You squashed it. So, and I know you're going to talk about the social post too, but the other thing is just as easy, right? Give me the social post. You don't have to write the post, and it even gives you the hashtags with it. Like, come on. Yeah. Next thing I'm waiting for is, you want me to just do it for you?
I know. Right.
Should we just sell the house for you? But I love the integration because it was simple, very practical, and really huge value is what it is. And I think you guys nailed it from that point.
I agree. I love even the analyze metrics because I feel like that's, if you're not creating a video, you're not doing social posts, it's just something to keep in your back pocket to have a conversation with, right? You're talking at an open house and people want to know what the market's like. It just gives you the language to use it in a way that makes sense to everybody, right? Where you're not just talking about the stats. You know, you're not just listing off stats to somebody at them and assuming that they understand what that means.
Right. It's not lingo speak. And secondly, most agents have a hard time explaining it. But I think it answers the number one question everyone asks for years anyways. How's the market? So,
how's the market? Yeah, exactly.
You know, to me, RPR has always been one of my favorite lead capture tools. I'm going to share this with you a little bit. It's maybe not even AI-ish, but it's it could tie right in using AI for the scripting of it. Is I've always told people all the time is if you're going to circle prospect a neighborhood, or you're going to be standing in line at Dunkin' Donuts and they see you're from a brand in real estate and they ask you, how's the market or how's things going in the market? You know, what I would always say is, especially to a homeowner on an open house pre-door knock, I would just say, listen, you know, while, you know, we have the home for sale, we're going to be holding an open house. One of the things we found is we created a custom report specifically for this neighborhood that not only shows you everything that's sold, but shows you how the market's doing and all the conditions in the market. And it's specifically for this area. I'd be happy to share with you. You want a copy? And when they go, oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Send it to me. All I tell people to do is take out their phone and just ask them, do they want it text or emailed? Now my phone is a lead capture device. Like, how do you want it? I'll send it to you right now. And now I'm getting a phone number, an email address. And by the way, what's your name again? I take their name. And I have that RPR report, that link. And if I have that script with it too, that explains it, which makes it all the better, I would send them the whole thing. The trend report, the script, I get an email and a phone number. And now I could follow up down the road and then go into my database. So
yeah,
you build the sizzle around, they all want to know the answer. You have that special report. Remember, the public doesn't have that report, right? So you have it and they want it. So use it as a lead capture opportunity.
So you've already given us some ideas here, but AI in prospecting, lead scoring, content creating, planning, you know, what are your thoughts on using AI in your prospecting?
So if you have not seen the mobile version that just came out of ChatGPT-4, it is really cool. And it is, you know, let's face it, everyone loves to have scripts and you could read scripts. But sometimes the way I handle scripts is I have to hear it. Like I have to hear the tone or the, how did he say that? And I could try and read something, but it doesn't help me as much. So we've been role-playing a lot lately. I've been pulling this off live in front of most groups and audiences, which sometimes is always a challenge when you have your phone out and you're going to go, I'm doing this live. But I will open up ChatGPT-4 and the audio version will now let you ask it a question. So a common question I might say is, act as a real estate agent and give me a script for a for sale by owner that doesn't necessarily want to pay commissions or want to have a lot of people flowing through their house because that's their concern, and help me convert it to an appointment. And then it says, we're thinking. And then after it thinks, it goes, the voice comes out and is like, sure, here's a great answer. And it gives you the entire, he role plays it, when I say he, it role plays through the FSBO's objections and then give the FSBO. And he goes, and the for sale by owner would say, well, I really don't want to pay a high commission to a buyer's broker. And then you would say, and it for like, it goes on for like 2 or 3 minutes.
That's incredible. So,
while it may not be the perfect script, and while it doesn't know necessarily our code of ethics, so you always got to be careful what words we say and don't say. The reality is if it's just a different way of saying it that maybe helps you get one or two sentences you weren't even thinking about, it's amazing. And you know, we always want to try something different and new. So even if you're a veteran in this space, what we used to say may not always be what we should be saying. So times have changed. So leverage maybe the audio. And then after, of course, it's done with the audio, it gives you all the words in script in the chat so you can always read it later. So leveraging prospecting may be helping you get rid of some of the fear of what should I say if. Mm-hmm. Get some objection answers. I mean, it doesn't beat role-playing face-to-face with a mentor or something like that. But if you're in the car and you're doing like, you have this in the palm of your hands, it's right here. Ask it. So it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, we quite often talk about AI for us is removing the blank page, right? Like, it's like you need the spark. So, I mean, sometimes AI will work in a way where, like you said, it can give you like the full script and you barely need to change a word. But other times it's just I don't have the answer to the question off the top of my head. And as soon as you give me one idea, it sparks the rest, right? Like I needed to get off the blank page.
That's right. And, you know, I think the other area where some of us like to prospect, some of us like to use video, short video and short form, mm-hmm. You know, we get stuck on, you know, what else do I post today or whatever. But when you just ask it, you know, give me 20, right? I always tell it how to act first. Act as a real estate agent or real estate professional and give me 20 short form video ideas under 60 seconds that help me talk about the area of blank, blank, New Jersey or wherever it is. And it will just spit out like there's all these ideas. But I'm like, oh God, I could, there's like four right there I could do right now. Yeah. And then if I like those ideas, I can even say, now give me the script for those or give me the verbiage for those and just, it'll keep going. No excuses.
Yeah, I think that's what most excites me about the technology. And it's kind of this companion that we all can have when maybe another human's not available. Like you said, we're in the car. We just feel like we just need to kind of quickly riff off something, you know? It's just really wild. There's just always more energy coming from it. And you mentioned this mobile app. It's fast. It super seems fast. So
faster than a desktop.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, yeah. So we've talked a lot about the benefits, the positive side, which I like to live in. I think that technology is very exciting, but the reality is there's some pitfalls out there for realtors. And I think you touched on a couple quickly. Let's go back to that topic and help me understand, you know, any areas that you think agents should be careful in or any maybe concerns of using, you know, AI for marketing or in your business.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think let's go a couple concerns more on the legal side of things.
Sure.
And I've even seen some people say some crazy things in private chat groups where, you know, how can I be responsible if I copy and paste from another platform? How is that my fault? Like, what? Like, did you just say, like, how are you a licensed professional and say that? But
right. We
have to really, really realize that. I know some areas that I know there's some obvious keywords you're not allowed to use anymore, but I was just in a couple different states recently traveling. And there were some words I never even knew they couldn't use anymore, like very like different. So I think we just have to be super cautious of it. It doesn't know our code of ethics. It doesn't know the rules. So that's the simple one to follow is let's just not make that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other problem is when we get into things like AI built into, let's say all the, like, if you haven't seen all the AI stuff in Canva now, it's ridiculous. Their entire digital suite, a magic suite, they call it. There's like ways to do video backgrounds and this now. My concern is it becomes a time suck where agents get caught up spending hours doing that and not finding new business where they need to generate more appointments. And I see that balance is going to be tough for some. They're going to get sucked into technology because it's cool and they can do fun stuff, but it may not make them money. That's my biggest concern.
That's a great point, actually. I hadn't thought about that aspect, and I could see where, I mean, I know, Jeannie, you're shaking your head. That's definitely an area where it would pull you in. You could not be a creative and rapidly be creating stuff with AI, and I think that's fun and enjoyable. So
I just worry about time. I think it's doing some amazing things. It's not going to replace realtors. You know, it may put a little bit of a ding in sometimes freelancers, but I think if you really spend the time right, when you know it could do that stuff, if you can't get it done in 5 or 10 minutes, then you might want to just consider just get your freelancer on demand and let them start doing stuff so you could go sell more real estate. And that's where I think a big concern is, time.
I love that. You're right. It's like the social media, you know, pitfall, right? Pitfall. Like, I just launched our RPR TikTok account. And I told everyone, I was like, just don't go in there. I'm like, you'll just lose hours and you don't know what happened to you. It's like, you just come out in a daze, you know, and I can see the same thing happening in AI where it's just generating all this cool stuff. And you just go down this rabbit hole. And then you're like, look up and you're like, what happened to the time? What was I doing?
Correct. And it's easy.
One thing that you've talked about, but I feel like we haven't specifically talked about that I find so interesting is training AI. So I don't think people always realize how specific they need to be when they go into the tool. So how can realtors ensure that the AI tech they implement is actually accurate and efficient? And how do you utilize it to work best for you?
So great question. And there's different things happening that are getting even more training related, meaning training it more about how you work and more about you as a person. But to keep it simple for those on the newer front, let's go there. I think a big mistake is, and a maybe way to solve it is, they ask it something and maybe they got an answer, but it wasn't as clear. So rather than understanding that you can just keep using either additional prompts by prompting it more or changing changing the tone or keeping to reclarify, they just go and try and do a new chat and start over, and they try and edit the chat. I'm like, stop editing. Just ask it how more specifically you want it. So an example might be, give me 50, I'm just using off the top of my head. I can remember what we did in a session the other day. Act as a real estate professional and give me 52 weeks of emails to my clients that have to do with the time and holidays of the year. So that was simple. Happy Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. Blah, 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 blah. Maybe it was too professional at first. Maybe it was like, hi, Mr. Lob, and it came too professional. So I might say, well, that sounded kind of corny. I never talk like that. Some agents wouldn't know that, would say, just don't rewrite it or re-ask it. Just say, now give me the same thing, but use a casual tone. Okay, boom, casual tone. Now, okay, instead of now asking it something different, just continue to give it another prompt. Now taking the 52 weeks you gave me and create a social media post for each one. Boom. Now take each of those social media posts and make them less than 100 characters. So they're shorter form. Like, you could keep defining, and I don't think agents teach it enough to redefine to get the answers they want. They just think they go and edit or start new, and they keep trying to get different things to spit out.
And then you're going down that rabbit hole of spending so much time instead of just refining what you were doing.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think everyone, just for the understanding, should have something done that they ask in a professional tone and then say, now give it to me in a casual tone or conversational tone, just so they can see how different it is. Like, it's...
Yeah. What you're saying, though, is another one of those aha moments where, for me, the light bulb went off. I think I saw someone do an example in like 100-word or 300-word. They changed the tone, and then they had it rewrite with the same meaning using only the same... No, all I's for the first letter of every word. And it was just incredible the kind of stuff it can do, you know? Yeah. So it is AI, generative AI is really master of language. You talk a lot about, though, more than just ChatGPT, and I heard you mention Canva. What other AI tools have your attention? I know you know a lot of them.
Well, yes. And you know, again, they have to make sense. There's a lot of ones that are just kind of random,
right?
That I don't see like usefulness yet to them, but I could see where the technology is going. So here's an example of something that I would not use on a day-to-day, but I could see where the technology is going just for fun. It's called Glance Mail, right? Glance Mail. So when I looked at it, I'm like, well, first of all, it tries to solve the problem that says, if you're not sure, do you ever get an email where you go, I'm not sure how I'd want to respond to this. It'd be good to have some ideas. So it tells you right on Glance Mail, forward that email to this email address on their website for free, and it will spit you back two or three ways to answer that email. Now, I'm like, first I did it just because I had to see it work, right? I wanted to see. Now, would I use that every day? No. But now, do I see that technology being a little button next to my Outlook thing that says, hey, give me three options to respond to this. I'm not even sure what to say. And I can just click a quick button and it gives me some options of what to respond with. So that technology is shifting. My favorite, though, is when we get into, instead of words, more imaging and video. That's where, when you're trying to find the right images, and yes, we have a lot of paid platforms we pay for, photos and all these other companies, where if I'm in, just to go back to Canva a second, then I'll go out of Canva, you know, text to image. I'm looking for a photo of a family or a picture of kids holding a key in front of a palm tree with the ocean in the background. Like, it will just give you four options of that immediately. And everyone will always ask this question that I can only answer to the best of my knowledge is, what about copyrights and whose photos are they? And great question. From what I'm hearing is there's no copyright issues at this particular time of our lives.
I'm hearing similar. So, yeah.
Right. It's right. You're here. Like, so it's serving it up, but you can be very specific to get photos. And that's really a hard part of our marketing, to find something unique. To me, I always like that when it gets into video help, because video help is more important to at least my business. So here's one or two favorites of mine. I'll give you two names, but I'll tell you the one I like the most, and I'll tell you why. There's one that's called Vidyo, V-I-D-Y-O, Vidyo.ai. And then my favorite, I'll tell you what they do differently. My favorite is Opus.pro, O-P-U-S.pro. And the premise behind these is I've got a video that I did and it's 3 or 4 minutes long. That's awesome. But I want short form video out of it. So either I could spend time that I should not be doing as a real estate agent editing. I don't need to learn editing software. I want to be an editor. But if I drop it into, let's say, Opus.pro, it takes it in and uses AI to try and determine where is that little nugget start and finish where he's making a point. And it edits it for you. And not only does it edit it for you, it adds captions and then gives you the ability to, you know, if you have to tweak it left or right for another couple seconds, left or right, and then gives you all the captions and audio out of it as well. So out of a 3 or 4 minute video, I might get a 40 second snippet, a 20 second snippet, and a 55 second snippet that I can use on Instagram, Reels, TikTok, and others that break my video down.
Wow.
So to me, that's a huge win. And for those listening at this, as of I'm talking now, Opus.pro gives you like, I want to say 45 or 50 or 60 or maybe even more free minutes of video to use under the free account. Some even said maybe it was 90 minutes. I got to look it up. But either way, how many, we don't have that much content, some of us. So if I took a 5 minute video, uploaded it for free, splits it up into 2 or 3 mini clips, it's a big win of time saving and it gives me social content to post as well. So I like going down that path.
That's amazing. I love that. Those like little promo videos are so great for social. You can, that's about 20 seconds is about how long you can get people's attention for, right? When you have a 5 minute video. So, and the work usually comes in trying to find that snippet.
Right.
So we, in marketing, we talk a lot about AI and how we have to embrace the technology, right? It's here, it's changing our business now. And if we want to be marketers in this day and age, this is what we have to do, right? We have to make it work for us, not against us.
Right.
How important do you think it is for realtors to adapt to these AI technologies today to actually remain competitive in their field?
I'm going to say it's one of the newer tools they should be taking a grasp of, because whether they like it or not, or I should say whether we like it or not, it's going to be integrated into most of the products they have anyway. So if they're using a website with a CRM, if it's not there now, it'll be there shortly. That's going to have this technology built in that you should take advantage of because it's there. And like anything else, you could have the best tools in the world. You could have the best systems in the world. But if you don't have any sales or people to talk to, you don't have a business. So we have to start to learn that even if we don't have to learn it in its long form, it's going to be integrated into most of the products we use every day anyway. So get with it now or become that BlackBerry and be the one that sits idle and loses its positioning in the marketplace. So it's very important not to become a techie. I don't need new techies. I want better realtors. And that's what we have to do, is stay ahead and become better real estate agents and better marketers. That's what's going to help us do.
Jeff, we've really enjoyed your insights on AI. And I think this conversation has been so helpful for many. So I want to ask you, for those that want to follow up with you or interested more in your endeavors, can you give us a little kind of high-end overview of your coaching program, Coach 52?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we obviously do a lot of coaching of realtors, team leaders, brokerages, but we also wanted something that we could share at a large scalable level where we could take all the great ideas like this or top producers that we share at conferences of all the things they're doing and wanted to put it in one place where an agent could have access on demand, manage their business, track their goals. And that's what we built in Coach 52. It's 52 weeks of on-demand coaching and training. And it's, you know, log in 24/7, tons of content, but actionable, tactical things they could do to make money in their business. It's not 30,000 foot view stuff. It's really ways to go make money. So we've been building that out quite a bit. A lot of, we have a couple thousand agents in the platform, at least in the past couple months. And super excited. It's coach52.com. You can reach me at jeff@coach52.com. Super simple. And obviously on social, I'll give people my digital business card. It's an easy domain. Jefflob.social. If you want to connect with me on Instagram and all my platforms, it's probably the easiest way.
Yeah, we highly recommend following Jeff. He's got lots to share. So
cool. Proud of what you guys have done, though. Your RPR product's fantastic. I'm a big fan. I'm going to keep cranking in strategies around it.
I love it. And we thank you for it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right. Well, then this has been Decoding Real Estate. We appreciate y'all for listening in and catch you next time.